The Vocal Arts Ensemble begins its first full season under the leadership of Craig Hella Johnson, one of the foremost choral conductors in the U.S. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you so much. Delighted to be here.
A Candlelit Christmas is next up on the VAE schedule. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. This is a special time for VAE and VAE audiences because these are such cherished concerts. It seems like during the holidays, people are especially tuned into vocal music, so we happen to love that. And the ensemble has had a tradition of creating some really beautiful candlelit concerts. And this year is special for us that that our assistant conductor, Stephanie Nash, will be leading these concerts. And I'm really delighted about that. She's been behind the scenes for so many of our projects, doing such wonderful work. So this will be a chance for her to be featured. And yeah, it's always a varied program and quite eclectic and broad in its, I would say, sort of holiday foundation. It's not just a one tradition kind of a concert, but a very, very special concert.
Promises some new twists on the website. That's what it says. So we'll have to come by to hear exactly what those twists are. They're going to be at the concert on Friday, December 13th, is at St. Boniface Church, which is a beautiful church in Northside, and the Saturday concert on December 14th is at St. Francis de Sales Church in Walnut, mm-hmm. East Walnut Hills, which is also a beautiful venue.
It is. You know, and one of the things that's extraordinary, I'm rather new to the Cincinnati scene, but have been so deeply happy to experience all these incredible venues for singing. And so we've hardly finished enjoying one. We get to go on to this next gorgeous space. So you're right, they're gorgeous spaces.
And then coming up in January, you'll be back to conduct the regional premiere of A Sealed Angel. Please tell us about that. That's a piece I'm very curious to learn about myself.
Yes, so glad to talk about that. It's a very special work. It's surprisingly still not known in the middle of this country. It's been performed throughout Europe quite frequently. Many of our audience friends in Cincinnati here were with us last year for the performance of the Rachmaninoff All Night Vigil, The Vespers, which is, of course, an iconic work and very cherished work in our repertoire. And this piece I've been eyeballing, and this is a first time for me to lead the work too, but it's really rooted in that Orthodox tradition. So if anyone listening really responds to Rachmaninoff and that vocal music, this will really be a piece that you'll want to hear. It's rooted in that Orthodox tradition, that gorgeous a cappella tradition, and with all the low basses, you know, we'll be bringing in a couple of the low basses from outside the area to give us our foundation. But it takes its model after a liturgical work, but it's actually an expression, sort of a more individual creative expression, which I'll leave most of for the listener to experience because I don't want to say too much. But it's an extraordinary work. It was composed just in the last half of the 20th century. So it has some very modern and fresh sonorities, but they're all rooted and grounded in that beautiful kind of plush, deep, rich Russian sound, we might say, Russian choral sound. And again, we're going to take advantage of some of the spaces here in the area, the acoustical spaces, and I can't wait. And it also has a featured flautist. Outside of the a cappella tradition, there is this flautist that has kind of a narrative role. It's almost as if the flute, if it had text, it tells a story. But an exquisite work. It's kind of a must-hear work for music lovers.
Tell us who the composer is.
Yeah, Shedrin, Rodion Shedrin, with lots of H's and C's and more H's. And it's a much more simple pronunciation, a modern Russian, and composed a pretty broad range of literature. But really, this piece is a piece that's introducing him to many Western audiences. I've kind of been scanning some programs to see if he's been performed here in Cincinnati. I haven't seen anything yet in any other media either. So this is a special chance to hear a very distinctive voice.
For those in our listening audience who may not know about the Vocal Arts Ensemble, tell us how many singers are in the ensemble and what makes it especially unique.
Well, this is a very special ensemble. I can speak to it. I'm new to it in the last 2 years as I came to guest conduct the group. And as I said to many people, I came utterly as a guest conductor, not looking for more work in my life. But I really fell in love with the singers and the culture that had been established. This is about a 35-year-old ensemble. It had been founded by Earl Rivers, who's still, of course, at the conservatory doing such wonderful work. After he left it, he had turned it over to Donald Nally, who did some dazzling work for the 3 years he was here. And It's a group of professional singers from the region, a very highly select group dedicated to world-class artistry. And we have a roster of singers. So what that means is that we have a group of singers who are all a part of VAE, but we draw on the roster for various types. If something calls for 14 singers or for 24 or 44, we go slightly bigger for the Russian. I think we're at about 38 singers for that Russian rep. Their rep at Christmas time is 24 singers. Generally, we're between 20 and 35 or so, but really special group of vocal artists from this region that I think Cincinnati can be so proud of.
And how has this first year been for you?
Great. Yeah, deeply pleasurable and always evolving, always growing. I think one of the things I'm wanting to do with the group is to really establish that this is a group that is stylistically not just solid and very grounded musically, but really flexible and adaptable in terms of style. I want them to be able to sing, say, this Russian rep with full-bodied, full-throated approach, but also to be able to go back to Baroque things or to Renaissance things and take a very lean approach. So I ask the singers if you can really come with an openness to that level of stylistic variation. But I'm having a great time, and I love every moment I have with them and with the great VAE audience as well.
Our audience may not know that you maintain a very, very busy schedule outside of the VAE. You are the resident artist in choral music at Texas State University. And prior to that, you were at the University of Texas as their head of choral activities. And you're a composer as well.
Yeah, I'm having a great time at Texas State. And a very large part of my work is also with the choral group Conspirare. And that's based in Austin. But again, singers have come from around the country. And I feel very fortunate to be involved in choral music in the many ways I get to be involved. And I have any minutes I can sneak in to do some composing and arranging, I love to be able to find the time for that.
So what are you looking forward to in the next coming year with VAE? Will you be trying to show off that broad range that you're looking for?
Yes. I mean, your question is precisely what my answer would be exactly. I want to, even as we build the ensemble and continue to grow and evolve, I want our audience to really grow with us. So that my vision for both the ensemble and the audience is that we are a group of people who come together and really experience as broadly and richly this deep and broad range of choral music. It's perhaps one of the largest, if not the largest, repertoire in Western civilization. People have been singing and making sounds longer than they've been doing anything, perhaps beating on drums and rocks and things as well. But we've had vocal music for such a long time. And so it's a definite goal for all of us that we experience the broadest range of this rep that we can. So I want our audience to come with us and mostly to kind of feel like no matter what we're singing, they need to be there because this is an experience they don't want to miss.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. My guest has been Craig Hella Johnson, the Artistic Director of the Vocal Arts Ensemble. The VAE's Candlelight Christmas Concerts are in December 13th and 14th, and A Sealed Angel is January 31st and February 1st. You can find out more about these concerts by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.